With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A former U.S. senator says we can expect to see plenty of political fireworks as both parties seek to withdraw or redraw congressional districts ahead of the 2026 midterms. Bob Agnew has more.
Senator Jim Talent says there's no peaceful way to change voting maps.
It's the most intensely political and partisan exercise that the legislatures ever do.
He says debating over who has the moral high ground on the issue is actually a waste of time.
One thing I don't like is when people get holier than thou about it, which naturally the Democrats have been doing.
But he says Democrats have done some serious gerrymandering in Illinois.
So it's going on in Texas now. What may happen here in Missouri?
Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
All eyes are on the Fed Chair Jerome Powell and the prospects of an interest rate cut.
Powell is leaving the door open ever so slightly to a cut, even with stubbornly high inflation and rising unemployment.
The shifting balance of risks may warrant adjusting our policy stance.
Speaking in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Powell said inflation could be impacted by tariffs.
The effects of tariffs on consumer prices are now clearly visible. We expect those effects to accumulate over coming months with high uncertainty about both timing and amounts.
At the White House, President Trump says Powell should have done something about interest rates sooner.
You should have cut him a year ago. He's too late.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The FBI has searched the Maryland home and Washington office of former National Security Advisor John Bolton as part of an investigation into the handling of classified information. Bolton was not detained and has not been charged with any crimes. He served as President Trump's third National Security Advisor and clashed with him over Iran, Afghanistan, and North Korea. A tour bus returning to New York City from Niagara Falls with 54 people aboard crashed, killing five. More at townhall.com. SRN's Michael Harrington explains that the two men have been arrested in an attack on a church.
Ethan Lamb and Chad Kruger are accused of vandalizing and setting fire to McKinney Chapel Free Will Baptist Church south of Marion, Illinois in July, causing more than $300,000 in damage. On Facebook, church leaders wrote, quote, God has got us covered and is seeing us through. We will eventually be back in the sanctuary, but it will be a while. Attacks on churches of all kinds in the U.S. have been on the rise recently. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration's following through on its threat to withhold federal funds from public schools that promote transgenderism. The Education Department is placing several Virginia school systems on high-risk status, a move that attaches specific conditions for releasing taxpayer funding. The schools in Fairfax, Arlington, Alexandria, Prince William, and Loudoun counties have announced that they will not modify any of their policies. The jockey who rode horse racing's most iconic stallion to fame has died.
Hall of Fame jockey Ron Turcotte, who rode Secretariat to the Triple Crown in 1973, has died. He was 84. Turcotte's family said that the Canada-born jockey died of natural causes at his home in Drummond, New Brunswick on Friday. Turcotte won the Kentucky Derby, Preakness, and Belmont Stakes twice each from 1965 to 1973 before his riding career ended when he fell off a horse and suffered injuries that made him paraplegic. Secretariat's record time in the Belmont stands 52 years later. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
Hawaii's Kilauea volcano has resumed its eruption by shooting an arc of lava high into the air and across a section of its summit crater floor. It's Kilauea's 31st display of molten rock since December, a frequency appropriate for one of the world's most active volcanoes. More online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.